Stormy Katie Roberts couldn't get the handle there. Both these teams coming off big wins from Tuesday night. We'll see what happens. It could be a big one if the Rebels could pull it out here tonight.
Rebels need a win to move up in the standings. The district tournament starts right here in this gym starting next Friday night. Ball thrown inside. The jump ball's called. Whistle blow. Huge crowd here tonight. We've got this place is packed. It's an old, old gym. The pep band's here, and we're already trying to hear ourselves sing. Ball inbound to the little general. She gets the Dorn on the drive, kicks it down the right wing. Sydney Ryan on the drive, ball tip, goes out of bounds. As a reminder, both teams are, the coaches have to coach at the other end of the floor.
It's sort of like at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Ball's inbounds. It's the freshman, Ali. She gets it to the little general, number four. Ball's blocked on shot by Ryan. Jillian King picks it up. Good defense. The Rebels trying to work the ball inbounds, coached by Coach John Wild. And the ball's thrown away. Player went right. She thought it was going left. Turnover Rebels. We got no score at 7 minute mark.
Yeah, so I mean, Ryan threw it away. She thought Doran was going to break toward the basket. It didn't happen. The ball goes out of bounds. And here's Dixon County, and no score. We've got a minute under our belt.
Katie Roberts crossed the timeline. Got Katie Roberts and Ryan Roberts, opposite sisters. Do a great job for Dixon County. Shot on the way. Back rim. No good. Rebound. Fall four. Saved in the corner. She steps on the line. That'll be Reagan Pervine. Reagan Pervine, Terry, I swear, must have a husband and six kids. She's been playing for a dozen years, seems to me.
It seems like we've called her name forever, so she's a great player.
I think she played professionally somewhere and came back to Dixon County. just kidding on that. Ball's into Darcy Dorn, top key, the Christian Brothers signee. Sydney Ryan goes up with the left hand, fight for it, can't get it to go. Rebound, Katie O'Neill.
O'Neill follows up nicely on the missed shot by Ryan. 2-0 Rebels.
Here comes Dixon County. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan. He's listening back. He's back on air with us tonight. Dixon County across the timeline. O'Neill's picks up the Cougar. They're looking right, looking left, trying to get the feel of which direction to go. Franklin's in a 1-3-1 zone. Ball shot from the wing, front rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Dixon County saves it. Roberts gets it, drives to the right. Guarded by Dorn, step back, no good. O'Neill, great position for the Lady Rebels.
O'Neill, the leading rebounder, 9.4 for Arcade, and here's the Rebels with a 2-point lead.
Ball's across the timeline. Sydney Ryan is picked up way out front by Ryan Roberts. Good ball movement down the left wing to Sydney to Ali. The ball's in Dorn, and ball's tipped out of bounds, goes back to Dixon County. Terry Franklin is trying to get the ball inbounds inside. They're trying to get, here comes Jenny Costello. She's checking in for the freshman, Bergen Ali. Costello's number 14 for the Rebels, but they're having a hard time getting inside against this Lady Cougar defense.
Yeah, Doran couldn't get the handle strong. We might add Olivia Reinhardt, not playing. She's been sick, we're told, and she averages 13 per game. Dixon County surely will miss her tonight.
Yeah, she's had the flu. I expect her to play some inside. Shot, no good. Ball for the rebound, and the little general, Jillian King, gets a top. It will still be Dixon County ball. The arrow is still pointed that direction.
K.K. Curtis missed the shot, and it was a jump ball, so Dixon County has it underneath. It'll be Ingram inbound.
We've been calling K.K. Curtis's name seem like forever,
yep,
too.
Yeah.
Did the shot from Ingram. Turn around. No good. Rebound low. And a player hits the floor. And Jillian King showing some great sportsmanship. Lifts off the ground. K.K. Curtis, he kind of went out from under. And they're going to call that on.
That's a push on Jillian King, I believe, Stormer.
That's right. And it's her first. 5 minutes to go. 2-0 our score. Huge crowd here tonight at Dixon County.
Yeah. Big balcony up there with a pep band here tonight.
Curtis drives to the right back. Roberts drives to the right wing. Shot from the corner. Back rim. And the little general. King pulls the rebound down. All 5'2" going to Valdosta State across the timeline. Backs it down the right wing out front. Picks it up out front. Costello got away with one there. I thought she walked. Dorn on the saw floater. And she gets the touch. Darcy Dorn, number 25, heading to Christian Brothers University. Get the baskets. 4-0, Lady Rebels.
Yeah, bounced off the back rim. Rebels up before. 4:30 to go in the first quarter, Stormer.
Good ball movement from the Lady Cougars, coached by Aaron Webb. On the drive was Curtis. Back to Roberts. Saw floater. No good. Rebound, Darcy Dorn. Right place, right time.
So far, Dixon County. Excuse me, Stormer.
Here comes King. Lost the timeline. Slowly earning every step. Darcy Dorn out front. Back to the basket. Sydney Ryan on the drive. She goes up. Block. O'Neill. Again. Right place. Right time. Kate O'Neill's got 4-6.
Nice follow-up and putback by Kate O'Neill on the rebound there. She's got 4 now.
3:40 mark. First quarter action shot from K.K. Curtis. And she's got the shooter's touch.
Bounced off the back rim.
They're on there on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. 6-3 is our score to 3:30 mark. About to check in for the Lady Cougars is number 21. That is Olivia Reinhardt. She has had the flu, but we're going to get her in play, get some minutes, get the rust scraped off before the district tournament. King's pressure way out front, pounded out front by Katie Roberts. They played against each other for many a year. Going on the drive, cross court. King thought about the three, pulls it back. Roberts said, I'd have blocked that one down the right wing. Costello Solo backs it in, gets to King down the right wing. Patience all the way to Rebels. King on the floater, and she gets the touch, kicks it off the glass, and scores at the 250 mark. 8-3 is the score. Lady Rebels up front.
A nice bucket there by King. She drove in, stopped in midair, put it up, bounced off, and it's good.
Here we go. Here comes Dixon County off to a slow start. Now, uncharacteristic Coach Aaron Webb and her Lady Cougars. Huge crowd here. I mean, Terry, we got here at 5 o'clock. This place was already packed.
Yeah, it's homecoming night here, and they had a big ceremony before the game.
Shot on the way. Front rim, no good. Ball four. Who's got the rebound? Lady Rebels. It would be Kate O'Neill again. Terry, I told you before the game, her positioning, her defensive rebounding skills have really vastly improved for the sophomore.
Yeah, they have. Yep.
Here comes Dorn on the drive. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Still Rebels ball. 2:10 mark. Here comes Reinhardt in, and she's subbing in for Ingram, who is a sophomore. Hannah Ingram, Terry, she's about 6 foot, big, tall, pretty blonde. Just absolutely knows how to play with her back to the basket. Does a nice job.
Yes, she does. Tony Reinhardt gives them more presence underneath, too. She's their leading scorer. We'll see what happens.
On the drive, little general, can't get it to go. Neal again, rebound, fought for. Trap on the floor, ball's loose. The whistle finally blows. It looks like Russell Royale as they hit the floor.
You took the words out of my mouth. Jump ball, it'll still be Franklin ball.
My coach says, son, if it had been a biscuit, you'd have been down there getting it. That's right, Coach. Dorn trying to get the ball inbound. Finally gets it out front, way out front to Jillian King down the right wing. Coach John Wiles, all right, screaming instructions, but in this gym, that's near impossible. On the drive, it's Dorn, left hand, hits it softly off the glass. 10-3 is our score. Lady Rebels coming out efficient. Basketball tonight here at Dixon County at the 130 mark.
That's 4 points now for Dorn, Stormy, on the back door.
Here comes Curtis. She got the ball to Roberts. Inside spin to Ryan Hart. She goes up strong, can't get it to go. And O'Neill rips it away for the rebound, but his jump ball goes back to the Lady Cougars.
O'Neill all over the boards tonight. She's a leading rebounder, Stormy, averaging right at 7 per game.
Megan Pervine also got still. Oh, give and go to Pervine, and she draws a foul. Beautiful give and go. Looked right, drove through the paint, sliced through, and Megan Pervine plays with a great deal of savvy and poise for the Lady Cougars. Going to the line, going to be shooting two.
I think that foul's on Kate O'Neill. Is that right?
It should be, yes, sir. Pervine out of the bucket. Got a great touch. Girl, I remember her playing it even as a freshman. Lily Carter played, and she was just a little freshman out there and playing with a lot of poise and confidence. Second one, good, barely rippled the net. There's something I never could do.
She's a shooter, Stormy. She's been doing it for a long time, and she makes both of them.
10-5 is our score, 120 mark. First quarter action here, Dixon County. We're on the road tonight. AM950 crew's on the road, getting ready to be at the district tournament this time next week. King's using that behind-the-back dribble, sets the offense up, goes to the left, goes back right, picked up by Roberts, and to the corner is Sidney Ryan, the freshman, the phenom, steps back, thought about the three. Smartly set it back, reset. Here come the Rebels. Hickey Curtis almost on the steal. Coach Wild yelling, good job to the Lady Rebels at the 50-second mark.
It's like they're burning the clock, it looks like.
Well said. Then your line's way down the left wing. They're going to take the last shot. Smart, run the clock off. Why not? Down to 30 seconds. King backs it out. Guarded by Roberts. Whoa, almost on the line was Costello. Almost stepped out. Dorn is the lone senior out there, and her ball handling skills, Terry, she's really improved.
She has.
King cross court to Ryan. Sidney Ryan, downtown air ball. Not one of her finer efforts. 19 seconds. Here come the Cougars trailing 10-5. Roberts on the drive behind the back. Nice dribble. It's Pervine, top of the key. 10 seconds. Curtis, right wing. 6 seconds. Drives in the paint. Reinhardt on the drive at 3, 2, 1. No good. Clock's going to expire. And our score after 1, Franklin Rebels 10, Dixon County Cougars 5. Let's take 1 minute here on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Pewitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
We're at Dixon County. Stormy Mitchell, along with the sports director emeritus, Terry Merrill. Garth Bowling, it's a well-deserved night off as the WAKM sports crew travel to Dixon County Terry, we want to get the feel of the land here at Dixon County Tournament start next week.
Yeah, it's an active place. Going to be very loud, a lot of echo in here with the sound band. It's a big Friday night. And, Jeremy, these two teams met back in January. Franklin prevailed, as you may remember, by 60-54. So they need to do it again tonight because it's a jumble in the district for the upcoming tournament right now.
Fourth, fifth, sixth place teams are all separated by one game. Ball in bounds to King. Rebels are going from right to left on your radio dial in smoky gray tonight. Uniform with maroon numerals and white trim. Dixon County in all white, navy blue trim, orange piping. Passing to O'Neill. Off the glass. Great position. O'Neill scores. 12-5 our score. 7:30 mark. Rebels up.
Yeah, that was a big bucket right there. 12-5.
Here comes Roberts across the timeline to Curtis down the left wing back to other Roberts. Got Roberts and Roberts at sisters. Reinhardt, top of the key, she's getting some playing time back. Shot on the way, rebound, pulled down by the Rebels. That's Sidney Ryan, the freshman, the phenom. Costello's about to check back in for the Rebels. Also Ingram, to our left. Way out front is Sidney Ryan. She's just a sophomore, but she's got D1 written all over her for the future. Kate O'Neill out, guarded by Pervine, way out top of the three-point circle. Bergen Ali got in play, but about 3 minutes in that first quarter, she gets the ball to King. And Coach Wild has kind of got them set up in a nice offensive. It's really, it looks like they're giving trouble to Dixon County. O'Neill's got on the post, shot on the way. Bottom, downtown. Sidney Ryan from 28 foot, right in front of the Dixon County cheering section, busted the dismay of the Cougar faithful.
And that's the first bucket of the night for Sidney Ryan, Stormy. They need her in the offense big time.
15-5 is our score. 6:10 mark. Neil, drive, ball's on the floor, loose. Battle Royale. Four players hit the floor, and it looks like it's going to go Dixon County's way out. That's where the arrow is. Subbing in is 14 for the Rebels.
Show me so far, Dixon County just not making too many shots, I think, at this point. They trail by 10, and we've only started the second quarter.
They've come out a little cold.
Yep.
Shot on the way. Didn't jinx them. Reinhardt rebound. That's away by King. Coach Wild just shouted out an instruction. He will be at the opposite end of the floor where the Lady Rebels are trying to score. Now visualize that. It's like in Vanderbilt's gym. Dorn way out front. He's picked up by Pervine. Pervine is just giving her fifth away from the basket, but Dorn drives, kicks it back out. Ball slapped away. Stolen. Roberts has it. She's got nothing. Numbers goes up, softly kisses the glass, and scores. That's Katie Roberts, got her first basket tonight, 15-7 to 5:30 mark. Lady Cougars create a lot of offense through defense.
Yeah, kind of a sloppy pass there, and Franklin paid the price on that one.
No doubt. Dorn going to the right, gets it to Sidney Ryan, top of the key, O'Neill. King from three, back rim, no good. Ball four, and it goes to Dixon County ball.
Jeremy, I don't know what it means yet, but Dixon County is yet to commit a foul, and we're almost halfway through the second quarter.
Only two by Franklin. It's a pretty there was 10 called over night in the first quarter. One game, shot on the way, back rim, no good. Ball four, Pervine goes up, can't get it to go. And O'Neill rips it out of her hand.
You sure did, Stormer. It was Reinhardt who wanted to go back up, couldn't do it, so Franklin gets it back.
And the arrow comes this way. And Aaron Webb to our left calls a timeout, and it's on them. 4:58 mark. Terry, let's keep it here. Your thoughts so far?
Stormer, so far I think Franklin's offense is very deliberate. John Wild really has his team moving the ball around in a very deliberate manner. And on the other end, Dixon County just with their, I don't know what the percentage is, but they're shooting not very good so far. And they're under the eight ball, behind the eight ball, I say, a little bit without Reinhardt, although she did come in the game. I don't think she's 100%. She's been out sick.
No, and she missed three games
for the flu. Yeah, so there's no doubt about it. Right now, Franklin off to the start they wanted, and they want to make it two over Dixon County here tonight. They already won the first one.
Big shout out to Jay Polis. He's the athletic director of Dixon County. Also, Jason Tiger, the coach for boys, and Aaron Webb for the girls. They have given us a nice spot right here at courtside. Terry, we're center court. We've got a nice table. We've got an electrical outlet.
You're going to have a nice spot here for the district tournament.
I love it.
Weekend.
I'm loving this. I'm loving exactly where we are. It could not be better. Here come the Rebels up 15-7, 4:50 mark for halftime. Dorn takes it way out front to O'Neill. I like how the Rebels, Terry, are pushing the ball way out past three-point line.
Yep.
Sidney Ryan takes a three-point shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Dorn. Little general thought about the three down the left wing, pulls it back out. Bergen Ali, correction, that's Costello to Ryan. Downtown!
Her second three in a row. She's got six now.
Two out of three ain't bad, said Meatloaf, and that's two out of three right there from 3 points. Same place, same spot, same result. 18-7 is our score. Roberts across the timeline, picked up by a little general inside. Wow, nice pass to Reinhardt. She can't get it to go, and O'Neill gets the rebound, kicks it to Jillian King, slowly across the timeline.
Well, Reinhardt missed a good opportunity there, but she could put it in.
You can tell she's rusty.
Yep.
And get her back for the district tournament. That team you do not want to play, especially at home.
That's right.
Katie O'Neill, wow. Sidney Ryan drives. He's popped, and they don't call the foul. He's guarded hard by Ryan Roberts. Finally, they call the foul after she was fouled six times.
I think it's going to be a hold on Ryan Roberts there, Stormy.
First foul tonight, yep. And she only fouled her four times on that one possession, Jerry.
Well, it only counts as one.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I thought, what are they going to do? She's going to need a bandage before it's over. Out front, ball to King, down the right wing. K.K. Curtis about to check back in for, Dorn on a bad pass. Stolen. Roberts going to take it 94 foot up. No good. Rebound, fall for. Oh, Darcy Dorn, and when she makes an explosion, you know she got all ball.
Yeah, that's a hole on Dorn, no question about it.
Going to the line is the sophomore. That's Hannah Ingram, number 33, by 6'1". Beautiful touch. Girl kid. I tell you what, she's just sophomore, Terry.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be... You need a haircut. Yeah. He couldn't get the numbers. Official apologizes. He's got too much hair. Darcy Dorn's hair does cover up her numbers. Ingram makes them both. Tell you what, watch her tonight, Terry. That Ingram go place with a lot of confidence, a lot of poise. Smooth, cool, the other side of the pillow. Rebels up. They're doubled up, 18-9. Darcy Dorn is out of sync.
Well, she wanted to pass it inside, but it just got hung on her palm, and she couldn't get rid of it.
That's three turnovers for Dorn, and that's rare.
Yep.
That's Coach Wildcat. He actually smiled because he knows that is the most uncharacteristic thing she can do. 18-9 is our score. It's a three-minute mark before halftime. Good ball movement down the left wing. Irvine drives. She thought about getting the paint cut off by O'Neill. By Christian, by Sidney Ryan. Roberts on the drive in the paint. Kicks it back to Curtis. Inside, stolen by O'Neill. Falls hit the floor, and the foul is called. It should have been walking.
Well.
And what did he call? It's low. Call that on Darcy Dorn,
yep.
And I think that is a, as they say in Spanish, horrible call.
Yeah, that's going to be the second foul on Dorn, though, and you can make a case that you didn't really do it.
First of all, the player was already on the floor sliding.
Yep.
He saw walking, but he was out of position, missed call, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 2:20 mark, 18-9. Rebels come out early to get ahead. Roberts looks to the right, gets to Curtis down the right wing. She's looking inside, trying to get an Ingram, can't do it. Back to Roberts down the left wing, top of the key. Curtis going to pull the trigger, Terry. She's itching to shoot. Inside, nice move to Ingram. Can't get it. Look at the positions, O'Neill. Rebound, Rebels.
She's wiping the glass tonight, no doubt about it.
Hand that girl some Bounty and some Windex. She's cleaning the glass each time. Costello drives right, kicks it to the freshman out front. Costello just down the right wing to Darcy Dorn. The cross-court pass, Sidney Ryan from downtown.
Wow.
3 out of 4. That .750 percentage from downtown.
She's got 9 now and 3 three-pointers.
21-9 is our score. Rebels off to a good start tonight. They're kind of quiet. They're missing Olivia Reinhart there, but their leading scorer, she's been sick with the flu. Well, I got my flu shot
months ago. She went out of the game a few minutes ago. She hadn't played that much.
So inside to Hannah Ingram. Can't get it to go. Big lefty. Dorn gets the rebound. K.K. Curtis on the foul. Going to take a walk the other way. And it's a non-shooting foul. And speaking of Reinhart, she comes back in.
Reinhart back in. That's only the second team foul, by the way, on Dixon County in the first half with 1:24 to go.
3, 4. I was still, wait a minute. I kept counting. Wait for somebody to leave. I thought, well, they got, looks like they got 6 on the
floor. Can't play with 6.
I was right. They did have 6. And 1 left. There's a bench is down there. It's kind of weird. Benches at the end of each court. Kings are across the timeline down the left wing. Picked up by Roberts. Sidney Ryan, the phenom freshman, down the left wing. She's picked up by Pervine. Spin move, give and go to the little general on the drive off the glass. Kick smartly, kicks it back. Ryan to O'Neill.
Nice.
How about that backdoor cut to O'Neill?
Ryan to O'Neill underneath. That's a bucket for O'Neill. And she's got 8.
23-9 is our score. We're under 50 seconds for halftime.
Nice feed there by Ryan.
K.K. Curtis on the spin, goes up left-handed. Beautiful move. K.K. Curtis in the paint. She's got 5 of the 11. 23-11. We're at 30 seconds for halftime. Across the timeline is the little general Jillian King going to Valdosta State. Down 25 seconds. Katie Roberts picked her up. Going to get a 5 seconds. She keeps moving it in and out. Using that great ball handling. Martley to the corner. Costello drives across the paint. Ball tipped and takes out 3 Dixon County fans like pinball.
Well, it was intended on the far side over there for Dorr and tapped out of bounds over here by on the other side by Reagan Pervine. So Franklin still with almost 17 seconds to try to score.
16.9 balls. Trying to get the ball inbound to King. She saves it to 16-second mark. Down to 12. Roberts has her right at the top of the circle. She picks up a dribble. Bad place to pick up a dribble. Back to Dorn. Warren at 7. Costello to King. 3-2-1. Get a shot off. Shot off the way. No good. Halftime. Our score, Rebels 23. Lady Cougars 11. Terry, I know you got stats for me.
Go ahead. Let's look at the scoring here. First of all, for Dixon County's Lady Cougars, it was Reagan Purvine with 2. K.K. Curtis had 5 points. Also, Katie Roberts with 2. And Hannah Ingram with 2. Interesting to note, Olivia Reinhardt, who we alluded to, has been out with an illness, averaging 13, did not score in the first half for the Lady Cougars. For the Rebels, it took her a while to warm up, but Sydney Ryan did. She's got 9 points on 3 big three-pointers. Also, Julian King has 2. Darcy Doran has 4 points. And Kate O'Neill, with a big first half, rebounding and scoring, leads the team with 8. Well, shouldn't lead the team, but she's got 8 big points.
All right, Terry, you haven't had a chance to watch the Lady Rebels play much this year. Give me your thoughts after watching them in this really big, good first half.
Stormy, from what I know about it, they start 3 freshmen. This is a team that's really growing. They mature. John Weil is an outstanding coach. This team's playing with a lot of discipline in this first half, and they're very deliberate with their offense, as we talked about earlier. And you can just see them growing, and they've got 3 freshmen in the lineup, as we mentioned. This would be a big win tonight if they could pull this off, because they would stay in at least a tie with Brentwood and Ravenwood for that middle of the pack, and a lot, of course, seeding on the line for the tournament next week.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's our inaugural visit on basketball, Dixon County. We've done football games, and Terry, it's been a while since we had a playoff game over here. I guess it's been 14 years since we've been back. Well, they just, one of the young students out there on a wheelchair, they rolled them out center court, and the entire Dixon County fan base stood up and sang happy birthday to him. And I wish our listeners could see that young man's face. He's beaming over there.
Yeah.
What a great touching moment. And Jerrion Davis, the big forward for the basketball team, went over and gave him a hug and a high five. I tell you what, I like what I'm seeing over here at Dixon County.
Yeah, well, Stormy, you know, Dixon County has a long history of traditional basketball. It's a basketball town. They follow their teams everywhere they go. We know that from in the past, regional tournaments and what have you. And it is just a great, great community for high school basketball.
Well, they come in mass. We've seen them at Brentwood. We've seen them at Centennial. We've seen them at Franklin. We've seen them at Independence. And all they come over with that Auburn colors, that navy blue and that Clemson orange. And, man, it's just really something to watch.
No doubt about it. Hello to Garth Boland. Garth, I think, may be listening tonight. And, Garth, you're missing a big show over here tonight. Lots of support here.
Well, you know, see, I told him he needed a little pampering. You know, Garth's a little high maintenance, Terry. You know that. And if you're listening, you can beat me up later. I knew he was going to have steak night tonight, so he just sent me a picture of it, Garth. I had a very nice Chick-fil-A compliment of Lucy and Terry Merrill, and I said, that'll be my steak for the night. We're going to do this. We've got 7.5 minutes before tip-off. JK's on the board. JK, go ahead and run, if you don't mind, go ahead and run about 6 minutes, hit some commercials, get all caught up on all our spots. Come back in 6 minutes, and we'll have the second half action for you here on AM 950. 6 minutes, son. Thank you.
Welcome to Lewis Glass. May we help you?
Yes, I'm here for some glasses. I can't see a thing with these.
Sir, this is Lewis Glass in Franklin. We do full-service glass installation and replacement.
Yeah, I want to get out of these wireframes. They were cool in the 70s.
Sir, Lewis Glass is not an optometrist shop.
I thought they made me look like Bill Bixby.
Sir, Lewis Glass does residential and commercial glass, but we don't do...
I want to see something in a bifocal, please.
Sir, again.
Hey, these look good on me.
Those are women's glasses.
How can you tell?
They're mine.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, Franklin.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell with the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend Scott Murphy handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615 794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
This is Ashley Hill with Franklin Synergy Bank. We are very pleased to announce the grand opening of our newest location on Carruthers Crossing in the Cool Springs area at 5040 Carruthers Parkway, right next door to Lifetime Fitness. As always, our goal at Franklin Synergy is to serve the growing needs of the communities that we call home. To celebrate, we're hosting a grand opening breakfast on Friday, February the 15th from 8:30 to 10:30, and we hope to see all of you there. And don't forget to ask about our money market special, which is available at all Franklin Synergy Bank locations.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com. Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, Director of Sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, Managing Editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily.
Second half action just about to begin. This is Stormy Mitchell on with Terry Merrill, the sports director emeritus for WAKM. Terry, it's good to have you back in the booth tonight.
Stormy, it's really good to be here, and a big crowd here in Dixon County. 23-11, Lady Rebels in a game they really need to win. Two stats really stand out as we have those real quick. Franklin shot 52% from the field in the first half. Dixon County only 14.3. We talked about that. Also in rebounding, Franklin has a 2-1 edge, 18-9. And Kate O'Neill leads the way on the board. She had 8 big rebounds, and that's why she averages almost 10 per game for this Rebel team.
Kate O'Neill has vastly improved over last year. She knows how to put her body in the right place at the right time to get the right result. Really proud of the great job she's doing. Rebels need to continue this torrid pace they're on, up 23-11. Now, we know this, Terry. We watched Dixon County for decades. They will not go quietly in the night.
No, they're not. And even though, you know, Olivia Reinhardt has not played most of the first half, they really need her. But right now, their offense is just sort of sputtering, quite frankly. They're just not shooting the ball. And right now, Franklin's got the upper hand. We'll see what happens.
And coming out of the break, Reinhardt is not starting.
Yep, right.
Now, Dixon County will get the ball. They are going from right to left in radio dial in white uniforms, navy blue numerals and trim, and with an orange trim. That's a Clemson orange trim. Franklin comes out in a 2-3 zone, actually a 3-2 zone, Terry. Now, they'll end up 2-3 zone. Roberts way out front for the little Lady Cougars at 7-minute mark, trailing 23-11. Uncharacteristic, though, where they sputtered in that first half. Uncharacteristic.
Yeah, no question about it. And this goes to show you what a presence Reinhardt has on a normal routine.
Pervine out front, ball's overhead, kicks it down to Roberts down the left wing. Looking inside for Hannah Ingram. Shot on the way. Roberts front rim, no good. Ball's on the floor. Rebels pick it up.
Well, that's exactly the way they wanted to start, and now they've got the ball back.
Here comes Costello across the got the rebound, gets it to the little general, Jillian King. Costello's playing a lot of time tonight. Bergen Ali's not out there. I'm kind of surprised if she's under the weather.
Yeah, that's a good
King,
point.
King driving, step back, thought about the three. Costello's driving to left, picture pocket. Roberts got it. She's going to take it 94 foot off the glass. Draws a foul. Basket's not good. She had a layup. Couldn't convert. Couldn't convert. One to the line.
They're going to call the foul on Jean Costello, I believe, there. She pushed. And
Katie Roberts to the line. Eye in the bucket. The 650 mark. Good. Nice touch. Very smooth touch by the young lady. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan, better known as David Hughes. Back rim shot. No good. Sidney Ryan, the phenom freshman, gets the rebound. Here come the Rebels in smoky gray uniforms tonight. That maroon trim, white piping. Ball's out front. Doran saves it out front. Engineering Stewart going to Christian Brothers. Soft floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Here come the Lady Cougars. Trailing 23-12. 11-point differential. Irvine out front. Uncharacteristically quiet night for her. We don't expect her to be that way long. Hannah Ingram, turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go. And Terry, the present of Kate O'Neill is offering the shot of the Lady Cougars.
No doubt, Stormy. She just, by her being there, is intimidating, and so far it showed it's been a big factor here tonight.
6:18 mark. Cougars taking it in right from their own bench. Oh, nice inbound pass to Irvine. We know she would slip free. She does. She scores. Got four. Here comes Bergen Ali, the freshman, where she's been. Costello's been out there for defensive purposes. She's got the ball top of the key to down the right wing to Darcy Dorn, who's picked up by Irvine, and she walked, they didn't call it. And the ball safe. Jillian King backs it out front, and all three officials looked at each other, didn't call it. Jerry, I thought, hey, missed one to the favor of the Rebels, and they call a foul of time on Irvine.
Yeah, Irvine just slightly pushed Dorn.
Darcy Dorn right in front of us. Number 25 going to Christian Brothers. Costello's going out. Bergen Ali, the other phenom freshman, checking in. The future is bright, bright, bright for the Rebels.
No doubt about
King
it.
King and O'Neill up left hand. 10 years ago. Missed a gimme. That's going to hurt them. That's a momentum swing right there. 23-14. Here come the Cougars. Going from right to left. Radio dial. Ball stolen. Dorn with those long arms. Picks it out of the air. Across the timeline. We'll take it 94 foot. Wow. Block. Hannah Ingram on the block. She smiled. Ball goes back to the Rebels. O'Neill went up, and Hannah Ingram, Terry, she announced her presence with authority.
That was a beautiful play, Storm, and just for what it's worth, Franklin yet to score so far in almost 3 minutes of this third quarter.
Come out quiet. Bergen Alley drives off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Fall for Ryan. Sidney Ryan draws a foul, and you could take a multitude of players on that foul. Since the number, Coachy, 1-5. That would be number 15. That's Reagan Irvine. Should be her second. 5-13. Mark. 23-14 is our score. Third quarter action. Sidney Ryan, bottom. First one of the half.
She's got 10 now.
So on the way, second's good. She's got two on that possession. That gives her 11 for the night. 3 3-pointers, 2 foul shots is 11. Best math I know. Right at 5 minutes, 25-14 is our score. Here comes Lady Cougars down the right wing. Baseline drive goes up softly. Kicks it to Curtis. Drives in. Good defense by Darcy Dorn. Cuts her off. Down the left wing. Back to Curtis. To Roberts inside. And they're going to call O'Neill for over the back. And she looked official like, sir, you are local La Cabeza. And that is her second foul. Those who don't speak Spanish, that is crazy in the head. 4:45 mark, third quarter. Both teams quiet coming out third quarter. Finally get the ball inbounds, and K.K. Curtis bounces it off that size 8 Adidas, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Curtis, she just couldn't get the handle there, Storm, and couldn't pull it in, so it's turnover.
All that butter on that popcorn kept that ball from sticking. I didn't say that. I apologize. Here comes Little General out front, picked up by Roberts. Sidney Ryan, setback, inadvertent three. I don't like the.
Yeah.
I don't like that shot.
Yeah.
That was
a little far out, I believe.
Yeah, that's Reese Glover range. Here comes Olivia Reinhart checking in for K.K. Curtis at the 426 mark. Terry Merrill's on help the board with me tonight, helping out. He is the Emeritus Sports Director.
Just like old times, Stormy.
Well, that's right. One of us knows what they're doing, the other one doesn't. And the one that does, it would be you. On the driver's, Roberts, off the glass, can't get it to go. And O'Neill fights for the rebound, comes up with it, gets it out smartly to the Little General, shot from the corner. Sidney Ryan, downtown, in a tour, 28-14. They doubled them up at the 350 mark.
She's got 14 now, and she's right on her average. Well, 2 points below her average. The average is 16.
Four threes, two free throws. Irvine on the drive. Foul's called on Sidney Ryan. And as Garth would say, she wasn't moving her feet quite fast enough on that call, and I agree.
First foul on Ryan.
344 mark. Rebels have three fouls. Dixon County has two. Farley played ball game pretty much so. Roberts on the drive goes in the paint, kicks it back out. Irvine double pumps, goes in, and they call blocking on Bergen Ali, and that could be the worst call.
The Rebel Faithful wanted a charge on Irvine, Stormy, but it's home cooking, you might say, and now it'll be Irvine at the line for two shots.
Well, Jack Eaton would say, great Caesar's ghost, that's the worst call I ever saw.
Who fouled there? I missed it.
Bergen Alley, number 15.
Okay.
And Irvine pranks it off the back rim. True justice.
Stormy, Irvine averages 10 per game. She's only got four so far tonight.
Well, we saw her put 21 up years ago in a ball game at Franklin. She makes the second one, 28-15 to 3:30 mark. Third quarter action here at Dixon County, home of the Cougars. Big crowd here tonight, huge crowd. Bergen Alley down the left wing, kicks it back to Jillian King. Smartly drives to the paint, but backs it out. Doran in the paint, right to foul line. Bartley back out. Sidney Ryan thought about the three, thought about it. Drives to the left, running some clock at the 3 minute mark. Coach John Wiles liking this. A.K. Curtis about to check back in for Dixon County to our left. Doran on the drive, right at the foul line, goes up to O'Neill, and she kissed it softly off the glass and scores. They doubled them up, 30 to 15, 250 mark.
Nice pass there by Doran, Stormy, to get it to O'Neill, and she's got now 10 points.
Aaron Webb is frustrated. We're a full timeout. Let's take 30 seconds here. We need 30, J.K., here on AM.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
We are back at Dixon County. Stormy Mitchell on with Terry Merrill. Terry, your thoughts so far, buddy?
Stormy, I think Franklin started a little bit slow in the third quarter. They didn't score for almost 3 minutes, but they picked it up, and that was a big bucket there by Kate O'Neill. Beautiful field by feed by Doran, and so the Rebels now still lead by 15. They led at halftime by, 12 points, I believe.
It was 23-11.
Yep.
And we got a lot of folks listening tonight. They don't want to make the drive to Dixon County. As a reminder, the WAKM crew will be at Slouch next Thursday. We've got the Goodmans, coach girls and boys team, Terry and Josh, as our special guest coach corner. More on Friday night and the weekend to follow. Here comes Dixon County inside to Ingram. She goes up. That's Reinhart, correction. She goes up. She draws a foul. She'll shoot two. And that will be on Kate O'Neill. That'll be her second at the 2:30 mark. Correction. That is three.
I've got three on her,
that's three. Shot rattles in for Reinhart. Jenny Barnett checks in for the Rebels. O'Neill comes out. And that's going to be critical, Terry, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. No doubt, Stormy. And that's Reinhardt's first point of the game. She averages 16.
High in the bucket. Second one on the way. God, can't keep good players quiet all night. 30-16, the 2:36 mark. Got folks listening literally worldwide tonight on radio.net. Here, bouncing off the AM 950 WAKM signal. Alley out front. Doran drives left. Goes up softly. Back door. And Barnett draws a foul. Barnett on the same back door cutter that used O'Neill. Number 20's on the foul. That was K.K. Curtis. That is her second. To the line. Jenny Barnett, number 40. She's a senior. Eye in the bucket. Pulls the trigger. Rims it out. Got to make these.
She's one of only three seniors on the entire roster for this young Rebel team.
Second one on the way is good. 31-17. 14 differential at the 2:10 mark. Comes Dixon County. As we said, in all white tonight. Navy blue with orange trim. Shot away from Curtis. Curtis, back rim. Kind of pulled the trigger there quickly. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball. It's going to be Franklin jump. Franklin error. It goes the Rebels' way. 2:05 to go. And I thought KK Curtis a little too quick there, Terry, pulling the trigger from about 29 foot.
Yeah, I believe she was. But Franklin's got it back 31-17. We're 2 minutes to go this third quarter. Aaron Webb has worn out a pair of shoes down to our left, pacing back and forth to Dixon County coach. It's stolen by Roberts. She's going all the way. Doran's going to cut her off. Impedes the shot, but that put back up that time by Reagan Pervine. All of a sudden, it's 31-19 at the buck 40 mark. Rebels need to stop a surge right here. Cross court, shot on the way. No good. Rebound. No offensive rebounds. Kate O'Neill out of the lineup. Here comes Roberts. Up softly. Can't get it to go. Doran on the rebound. Foul's called. Rebels. I think it's a jump ball there, Stormy.
Is it? Okay, yep. My bad. Jump ball. Goes back to Dixon County at the 1-2-4 mark. Third quarter action. Rebels get it back. Next possession. Roberts inbounds it. Oh, and a give and go to, oh, wow. Olivia Reinhardt on the give and go, and that's 4 points on her, and she's got those all in this third quarter.
Yep. If they get her in the action there, you never know. 10-point lead now.
Averaging 16 usually per night. We're at a minute. Cross court. Bergen Eilish double teams way out front. Cross court pass to Ryan. She's open. Step back. Can't get it to go. Ball's fall for. Ryan gets her own rebound.
Oh.
Land there hustling.
They're going to call a hold there, Stormy, on Ryan Roberts, I believe, on Sydney.
Wow. And the Dixon County faithful don't like the call.
No.
And it is. It is on number three, Ryan Roberts. That's her second. Bergen Lee out. Jeannie Costello back in. And Aaron Webb protesting vehemently down to our left. Baseline drive. Ball's blocked. Stolen back by Darcy Doran at the 48-second mark. Way out front to the little general Jillian King at the 40-second mark. Sydney Ryan down the left wing. Good ball movement. Shot on the way. Back rim. Rebels are cold. 30 seconds.
They might want to play for one shot right here, Stormy. We've got 27 seconds to go in the quarter.
And the pressure is really being poured all the way out to the 10-second line by Dixon County.
Yep.
20 seconds. Cross-court pass. Sydney Ryan down the left wing. Inside. Ball's loose. Stolen by Dixon County with 14 seconds. K.K. Curtis crossed the timeline. She'll take it all the way. And that was a late foul call that time. The Franklin faithful didn't like the delay on that call. Going to the line is Curtis with 7 seconds. And that is on.
Jillian King, I believe.
No, it was number 40.
Oh, 40. Okay.
Jim Barnett.
Yep, her first.
The line is K.K. Curtis, 31-21. Curtis makes the first. Got it within nine. Got it within single digits, Terry. That's not what you wanted.
No.
If you're a Rebel faithful, you knew Dixon County was going to make a run.
No question about it. It was a 12-point lead at halftime.
Curtis eyeing the bucket. Made them both. 7 seconds. Rebels sure could use a basket here, Terry.
Yeah, they've got 7 seconds to do it.
Across the timeline. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shot on the way. Back rim. No good. No good. That's going to be in the three. Rebels, are they going to withstand a charge? I score after three. Rebels, 31. Cougars, 23. Let's say 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8, Monday through Saturday, and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Since 1949, Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Counties. The expert mechanics at Puitt Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puitt Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
It's fourth quarter action. We're at Dixon County. Stormy Mitchell on with Terry Merrill. Terry, we knew Dixon County trail at half, 23-11. We knew they'd make a run, and they did. 31-23 is our score. 8 minutes. 8 minutes of action left. Your thought?
Well, Stormy, it was a 12-point lead at halftime, and now it's a 9-point lead. Olivia Reinhardt made her presence known. She had 4 big points in that quarter, and let's see if she's coming back out there. Yes, she's still in the game for the Dixon County Cougars. We'll see what happens.
Battling the flu, missed 3 ball games. That flu is just going around. But keep washing your hands. Don't cough on folks, please. Take a lot of vitamin C and drink a ton of water. Here come the Rebels. Sydney Ryan open from the wing.
Rimmed it in and out. Went down and bit it out. How cruel.
Here comes Pervine on the drive. Whoa, Sydney Ryan's going to get intentional.
That might be intentional, Storm. I think so.
And the Dixon County faithful go berserk.
That's the second foul on Sydney Ryan.
Wow. I don't know if that was necessary. I don't think I would have done that.
Well, she could have made it look a little cleaner than she did.
Yeah, you don't want to inflame this crowd. Purvine's going to the line
for two.
And she's good. She made another one. 31-24.
Well, it's a 7-point lead now. At halftime, it was a 12-point lead.
Well, we knew Dixon Canyon was going to make a run. They always do.
Purvine nine the bucket. Second one.
Made them both. And all of a sudden, the crowd has gotten into it, Terry. It's gotten loud. 6 points. 7:30 to go. 31-25. Can the Rebels withstand this onslaught?
We'll find out right here. They really need a bucket on this possession.
And the ball's stolen. Roberts picked up, kicked it out of bounds. But it's going to be Dixon County ball. And the Franklin Rebels, the last three three-point shots they've taken, have gone in and spit it back out. It's almost like that rim has got a mind of its own.
It's sort of the opposite of the first half when Dixon County couldn't buy one. And now it's turned the table on Franklin.
Here comes Dixon County. Got a chance to get it within three. I didn't believe I would be saying that. Shots on the way from Curtis. And they are within three. And the crowd has gone nuts. They're on their feet here, Dixon County. 31-28, 7:06 to go. King across the timeline. The seniors got to show some poise out there. And they're showing that same play, Terry. They're running that same pass.
Yeah.
And Aaron Webb, the coach of Dixon County, it's called timeout, and they are intercepting. They know the passes. They know where Franklin's going. Yeah. How do you stop that?
Well, John Wild needs to talk to his team. They're a little rattled right now. As you said, unnerved is maybe a better word, and they just need to settle down right now. And above all, they need to keep they need to avoid turnovers because that's hurt them in the third quarter as we open up the fourth. 31-28 now, and it's anybody's ball game right now.
Well, Dixon County is number two seed right now. They're guaranteed a number two seed whether they win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, and they travel to Summit on Tuesday night. That's an interesting matchup there with Carrie Goodwin's team.
Carrie Goodwin's got her lady, Martin, playing great. Barley Anderson is one of the little stars down there. Olsen sisters really doing a good job. And we're going to, as we said earlier, Thursday night, Terry, you and I will have the pleasure of having Josh and Carrie Goodwin at Trials on Coach's Corner. Next Friday night, I'm not sure where we'll be. We're going to pick the best game. May not be one against eight. It may be two against seven. We're going to pick the very best matchup. You have to win Friday night to get come here next Saturday to play at Dixon County.
That's right, and you may not know where you're going to be until after Tuesday night's games because it's a cluster in the middle for the boys and the girls, both.
Well, we sure appreciate David Hughes, the kind words he's always expressing. He's always tuning in on AM 950. He said, my voice sounds like Larry Munson. I said, that's because I got bad pipes. And so stolen by K.K. Curtis, another turnover. She goes up and scores, and guess what? We're tied at the 6:45 mark. 6:45 mark.
1 point.
1 point, Max. He gave her two, my bad. 31-30. King has it on the right wing. The Rebels have not gotten off a good shot in the last minute and a half. There's a good one. And he did it again. Sidney Ryan, ball goes down, spit back out.
It just can't buy a bucket right now.
Robert drives, and a foul's called. Okay. Fish out of position makes that call. Called Darcy Dorn after the third, 6:19 to go. Shooting two, that is four on Darcy Dorn. That's four on her.
Right now, just Franklin can't buy a bucket.
No, they cannot. And we are tied at the 6:19 mark. Never thought I'd say that.
And that's Ryan Roberts' first point of the night. That's the big one.
Averaging about eight, nine. Yep. She makes them both. Cool's the other side of the pillow. That lady's been playing since forever. Fine point guard. 32-31 in favor of Dixon County, Terry.
Franklin only has 8 points in the second half.
All moving down the left wing is going. Kicked it back out front. Sidney Ryan's had three shots go in and come back out. Takes another three. Back rim again. Can't get it to go. Kate O'Neill finally off bench. Gets the rebound. Back out Sidney Ryan to 5:40 mark. Shots on the way from Costello. Back rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Darcy Dorn. Offensive rebound. Saving the Rebels. Way out front, Jillian King down the left wing, 5:30 mark. Almost has a pocket pick. Sidney Ryan step back again, short. King gets another rebound. That's five offensive rebounds in this possession.
And Sidney Ryan is cold as ice.
And they're going to kind of jump ball, and Sidney Ryan has lost the composure.
Katie Curtis has tied her up out there, and now Ryan a little bit upset. She's just not seeing any shots fall in this fourth quarter. And it'll be Dixon County ball with a chance to take. Well, they're already up by one, and they can even stretch that more.
Well, at one time it was 31-17. Now it's 32-31. That says it all right there. KK Curtis from three. Line drive, no good. No height. Ball's loose on the floor. King gets some balls called again. That's going to Franklin. Franklin's going to have to take a deep breath right here at 5 minute mark. Only down by one. They get one of these 3-pointers dropped, they'll get the confidence back.
Yeah, they really need to work it around for a good shot here, Stormy, because they have just not shot that well in the second half with only 8 points to show for it.
All right, you're the music guy. Which band sings? anything cold as ice?
That's after my time.
Okay. Kenny Ryan, top of the key. Stealing King, right wing at three-point line. Drives in, double team. Ryan, shot, bottom, correction. Sydney Ali, Bergen Ali, the freshman. Bergen Ali, number 15.
And that's her first point of the night, Storm, and it was a big one. They lead by two now.
4:38 to go. 34-32, Rebels. Let's keep it here. 30 seconds. It's a full. We're going to keep it here. Jerry, your thoughts. What do you tell your team, your Coach Wild?
Well, if I'm John Wild, first of all, hold on to the basketball. They've had too many senseless turnovers with errant passes, number one. And number two is they've got to work for a good shot. In the last 5 minutes, it's been Sydney Ryan, who's just absolutely ice cold, as you mentioned earlier. She just had them go in and out, and Dixon County has caught fire. Reinhardt still with only 4 points tonight, but the Dixon County Cougars have made up for it, especially in the third quarter. And we'll see what happens right now. It's the Rebels up by two, but we've got a long way to go on this one. Stormy, no doubt.
Well, as we said, it's a manicurist delight. It's a true nail biter, and we got 4:38 to go. JK's on the board. I appreciate him pushing all the buttons, bending the dials, and keeping us in line there at City Away at 13:33 West Main.
Excuse me, Stormy. Yeah, Dixon County at Summit on Tuesday, and as far as Franklin goes, they'll be at home against Spring Hill. So if the Rebels could pull this off, they can pick up two big wins to close it out.
Well, we'll make a difference. Well, the real seed in playing game will be determined next Friday night. Reagan Pervine right in front of us, number 15 for the Lady Cougars. Been watching her play some like forever.
And she finally is a senior, right?
Finally. Katie Roberts crossed the way, number 11, takes across the timeline. KK Curse thought about that three from her spot down the right wing, dribbles. She's guarded by O'Neill. Neal's got three fouls. Thorne's got four. Rebels have to play cautiously at the four-minute mark. Ryan Roberts drives in, spin move. Olivia Reinhardt puts it on the floor, and it's a jump ball.
Well, I think they're going to call a holding foul there, Stormy. Believe it or not, Reinhardt was on the floor.
Oh, man.
Let's check it out.
Wow. Okay, I didn't see that one. Bergen Ali for the foul.
Yeah, that's her second, I believe.
Okay.
And Dixon County in the bonus situation now. 19 fouls on Franklin.
Up two. Levels up two. First shot. Reinhardt gets it within one. 34-33. 4:15 to go. We're having fun here in Dixon County tonight. Enjoyed the nice drive around 8:40. Reinhardt nails the boat, Terry. She comes off the bench. She's been rusty. Missing three ball games due to illness. Come out, she's had a good second half.
Yeah, she's got 6 points now. We're tied.
34 all at the 4 minute mark. O'Neill spins. They're going to charge her.
No question about it.
Yep.
She lunged into Reinhardt, and they call O'Neill on the foul.
Reinhardt had excellent position, showing her senior leadership ability. Her junior, that is four on O'Neill, four on Doran. The Rebels are in foul trouble.
And they're also in offensive trouble because they can't buy a bucket.
And also Dixon County is in the double bonus,
yep,
which will aid. Under 4 minutes, Curtis down the left wing. Aaron Webb, the coach, eyeballing, giving instructions to the Lady Cougars right in front of them. Roberts overhead, guarded by Jillian King. They play a lot of ball together. Down the baseline is Curtis, picked up by O'Neill. Goes in softly. Pass is loose on the floor. Saved by Pervine. Back to Roberts. She's thought about the three. Backs it out smartly at the 3:30 mark. Curtis thought about the three again from that right corner spot. That's where Jordan Bruce usually shoots from for the Rebels. We're at 3:15. Dixon County being extremely patient. Roberts on the drive, goes up, and gets there, a rebound. Fall for O'Neill's got a jump ball call.
That's a big rebound there on the defensive board there for O'Neill, and told me it'll be Franklin's ball as a result of that jump ball, whatever you want to call it.
O'Neill has, we shed 8 rebounds in the first half alone. We talked about her prowess and her positioning before the ball game. We're under 3 minutes now. Ali gets it in to Doran. And that pass is jumped again. You got to give all the credit that time to Katie Roberts. Her anticipatory move was too good. Gets it to Reinhardt, top of the key. We're at 2:40. We're tied at 34. It's a nail biter out front to Roberts. Roberts to Roberts. Sisters look at each other. They give that look, don't they? They gave it a look like, don't screw it up.
Yeah.
You'll be hearing about it at the house. Everybody look inside, try to get to Reinhardt. Guarded by Doran. We're at 2:15, tied at 34.
And Dixon County in no hurry right now, trying to work it for the best shot.
They would be happy just to draw a foul right here and get somebody out of the ballgame. Reinhardt drives in. Left hand off the glass and scores. Second lead of the night for Dixon County. 36-34, under 2 minutes.
She's got 8 now. She's coming alive.
Ali from the corner, and it hits the guide wire.
I didn't think they were going to call that for a second.
Well, it was the last. The ball went up in the air, and timeout's called on the floor. 1:55 to go, and we're waiting. Is it a 30 or full? And it's a full. We'll take 1 minute. We need 1 minute, JK, here on AM 950.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977. Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org. Or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
We are back at Dixon County. We got a 1:55 left, fourth quarter action. It was all Franklin in the first half, up by 12. Terry, we knew Dixon County was going to make a run. They have. They're in the lead, 36-34. Franklin has only scored a grand total of 11 points in the entire second half.
It's going to be only 3 in the fourth quarter. They've been outscored 14-3 in this fourth quarter.
And you can't hold on to the lead getting outscored like that. Here comes Dixon County. They got the ball 36-34. Robert shot. Oh, good. O'Neal on the rebound. He must have a dozen rebounds. Here comes the little general. Killian King across the timeline. We're at a 130. Drives down the left wing. Kicks it to Sidney Ryan. Spin move at the top of the key. Goes up. Foul call this time on Olivia Reinhart.
Yep.
At the 130 mark. 36-34 is our score. The Lady Rebels in need of a basket to tie. They take it out under their own basket. Coach Wilder to their right. Darcy Dorn, the senior's out front, gets it out way out front. Dorn's got its drive to the right. Ben moves, and they're going. Dixon County wants a walk call, and they got bailed out on a foul. And that's on Reagan Purvine, and that's her third, and the Dixon County faithful are up in arms.
Yeah, Darcy Dorn came up lucky on that one, no doubt
about
it. Yeah,
she was out of control.
Yeah.
I in the bucket with 1, 2, 3 left on the clock.
Big free throws here. Got it.
Two was the other side of the pillar on the first one, within one. Huge crowd, standing room only in this antiquated gym.
Second, got the senior. Ice water in the veins. Coach Wild takes a timeout. It's a full.
We're going to take one more minute. This is sports here on AM 950.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
We got to give a shout out to JK. What a job he's doing on the board tonight. Terry, he is spot on. He is Johnny on the spot. Gives us those countdowns. Makes it so much nicer, so much easier. We can barely hear ourselves thinking here so loud, man. That is so very, very helpful. Garth Bowles listening on radio.net. Our score is tied at 36. We've got a 1:20 to go. Dixon County's got the ball across the timeline. And Terry, they got in four corners.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to let the air out and maybe play it all the way down. We'll see.
Franklin is, looks like Franklin is in the, They're in a 2-3 zone. We're under a minute. Dixon County's got the ball down the right wing. Roberts on the drive, goes up, kicks it back to Reinhart, and she's soft floater. Smooth as silk.
Got 10 points now.
38-36. The Lady Cougars up with 45 seconds. Here comes Jillian King across the timeline. Roberts has her, and it's stolen. A bad pass. It's stolen. Here comes Dixon County. They're up 2. King's on the foul. And you got to give Ryan Roberts credit. She's going to go to Freed Hardeman next year, and she's going to be worth every ounce and every penny they're paying for her scholarship. That girl.
Yeah.
How many anticipatory moves has she made tonight? For
that's the name of the game in the second half. So turnovers have just killed the Rebels in this second half.
Purvine nails the first one. They're up 3 with 36 seconds. Next one could be a nail in the coffin. Purvine, smooth, cool as she can be. High in the bucket. Crowds on the feet for Dixon County. Holding her breath. Bottom.
She's got 11.
40-36. Rebels in need of a quick basket. 30 seconds. Across the timeline is Dorn. Gets it back to King. And guess what? It's stolen again. It's stolen again. And Katie Roberts is fouling the junior is called timeout. And in a rare sign of emotion, Katie Roberts smiled. Did you see that?
Yeah,
smile?
I did. I think they're going to give the ball to Franklin, I believe.
They did. Yeah. Well, I'll be surprised.
Well, 40-36, 28 seconds, Stormy. We got a break?
No, we're going to keep it right here. Your thoughts?
Well, turnovers have really been bad for the Franklin Rebels in the second half. And the other thing is Dixon County's Reinhardt, who didn't score in the first half, she now has, 10 points and 6 big ones in this fourth quarter. Dixon County has come alive. Franklin still with only 4 points in the fourth quarter, and that's a difference in the game along with the turnovers.
You never did come up with that band, Cold as Ice, did you?
No, I didn't, but I'll look that up. Franklin averages 48 per game. They're not going to make that here tonight as they've got 36.
Well, they were on target. They were halfway at halftime up 20. They were up 10-5, 23-11, 31-23, and like you said, they have scored 5 points in this fourth quarter, Terry. Dixon County, we knew they were going to make a run. We knew they were going to put pressure on them. It's their home court. They got a pep band here tonight. There's not an empty seat in the house, and this is great atmosphere for high school basketball.
And they never panicked on me. You're right. They just stuck to their knitting, and right now they're in the driver's seat.
Darcy Doran right in front of us trying to get the ball in bounds. Gets it in. Doran gets the pass back. Ryan's open in the corner. That is 4 shots, Terry, that went in and came out.
No doubt about it.
That is amazing. The ball literally goes down and it spit out. Sydney and Ryan, that's Bergen Ali on the foul.
Yep, that's a lead. But Stormy, you're right. I mean, that ball just went in the cylinder and came out. Sydney Ryan's had about 4 or 5 of those in the second half.
Last 4 shots have done that. That's just amazing. Roberts makes the next one. That could be the nail in the coffin. They're up 5 with 17 seconds. What a comeback by Dixon County.
No doubt about it. They were down by 9 going into the fourth quarter.
Well, the Freed Hardman finally puts them up 6 with 17 seconds. I'm afraid that's it. The Rebels just went ice cold. And guess what? Another pass stolen. 9 seconds. That's it. Across the timeline, and the foul's called. And that one's going to be on Sydney Ryan with 4 seconds left. What a comeback by Dixon County, Jerry.
Absolutely. And you got to give them credit, Stormy. They just never panicked in the second half. They were down all night long till middle of the fourth quarter, really.
First missed free throw by Olivia Reinhardt tonight. She played limited action. Didn't come in until late in the first quarter. Been out 3 games due to illness. Flu had gotten her. She made that one and up 6, 42-36, 4 seconds. And Terry, that's going to be a bitter, bitter, bitter pill to swallow if you're a Franklin Rebel. Outscored 19 points to 5 in the fourth quarter. That says it all.
Yeah, that's a tough loss for Franklin. They had control of the game really to the middle of the fourth quarter. They just let it get away. Turnovers really hurt them, especially late. And as you mentioned earlier, Sydney Ryan just couldn't buy one in that fourth quarter.
Well, turnovers are great if your middle name is Pillsbury and if you're in the kitchen. But if you're out here playing basketball, turnovers are a kiss of death.
All right, Stormy, you want to take a look at the scoring real quick?
Please do.
Let's see. Let me get my numbers up to date here. Not much in the second half for the Rebels.
Man, that'll be a short list.
Yep. Okay, what I have is this. For Dixon County, it was Reagan Pervine with 11 points. She only had 2 at halftime, played an outstanding second half. Ryan Roberts had 4. It was K.K. Curtis also with a good game, finishing with 12. Olivia Reinhardt, who played very little in the first half. She's been ill, missed 3 games, as you heard us say. She ended up with a great second half with 11 big points for the Cougars. And Katie Roberts, the junior, added 5, and it was Hannah Ingram steady with 4 points. For Franklin, the leading scorer was Sydney Ryan with 14, but she couldn't buy one.
She didn't score after the 7-minute mark in the third quarter.
That's about right. And then also Jillian King had 4. It was Bergen Ali with 3. Darcy Doran had 6 points. Kate O'Neill, a big night on the backboards. Didn't do much scoring-wise in the second half. Finished with 10 points. And it's a tough loss for the Lady Rebels as they head home now to take on Spring Hill on Tuesday night.
Senior night at Franklin. Spring Hill is winless. Needless to say, the Rebels will get well quickly. But this is one for the confidence factor, Terry. Going into the playoffs, the Rebels desperately need it.
Yeah, and you know, Stormy, if you don't play well, that's one thing, but Franklin's Lady Rebels, they control this basketball game really till the fourth quarter, and then it's everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Turnovers, missed shots. As we said earlier, they finished with 4 points in the fourth quarter, and they only had 7 in the third quarter, and the second half was just a totally different game.
And let's give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Dixon County changed their defense. Whatever Aaron Webb, he pointed out where they were making the passes. Now, I've got to tell you, Franklin got predictable on that cross-court pass. They would go to the left wing, kick it back top of the key. They made that same move 7-8 times in a row. Well, guess what? Ryan Roberts and Katie Roberts says, guess what? I know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'll pick it off. Guess what? They did.
Yeah, I don't know the turnover numbers, but Franklin had probably twice as many turnovers as Dixon County. And
we will have a printout here shortly. The gentleman back to our left gives a stat, and we're looking forward to getting those. We'll have those for you after the break. Let's do this. Right now, it's senior night. They've got some beautiful. Those are coral-colored roses. That's not orange. That's coral-colored, Jerry.
Okay. Is that Dixon County's coral color then?
No, theirs is Clemson orange, but that's the closest that's the closest color you can get to an orange in a rose. But it's coral. And Reagan Pervine has got a smile on her face right now that could melt an iceberg. A big win tonight. Mom and Dad giving her a big hug right there at midcourt, and that's about as good as it gets if you're a Dixon County fan.
Well, and a great comeback, no doubt. Give them credit, as you said, Stormy. They played their hearts out. They were down for the count most of the game till, you know, midway of the second half, and they just didn't. They didn't change the way they played. In fact, they probably played harder in the second half.
And right now, Ryan Roberts is out there. Her mom and dad are out there with little brother and senior. She's got tears coming out of her face.
Well, senior night's always special because you watch these kids forever. We've called her name hundreds of times.
Since she was a freshman.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely.
I remember this skinny little blonde-headed cute little kid come on the floor, and I said, is she old enough to play?
Uh-huh.
And she nailed a three-pointer from the corner. I went, yeah, she's old enough. It's standing ovation for Ryan Roberts.
Well, it's just a great atmosphere over here. They love their basketball. They always have. And, boy, this crowd here tonight is here to recognize really a good senior. Well, two seniors, really. And this team's going to be good next year. Reagan Pervine and Ryan Roberts are the only seniors on this
team. That's right. Jaron Davis, he's got a big hug with his mom. He goes up next. And last but not least is Cody Pardue. And look to your left. See Cody Pardue? He's one of the beard.
Yeah.
Garth said the other night, he said, "Dad, come. Cody Pardue's got more hair on his face than I got on top of my head." And that's Cody Pardue. And he does. His mom and dad came and enjoyed our broadcast of the night on radio.net. Well, here's what we're going to do. It shows 15 minutes. We do not have anybody for a halftime interview. But what we're going to do, JK, make sure we're caught up on all our breaks. And let's go ahead and take 12 minutes. Go ahead and take 12 minutes. And we'll come back and we'll bring you the second half of our action night with the boys. We'll be teeing off here in about 15 to 20 minutes. Well, let's take 12 minutes and we'll take a break here on AM 950. We'll be
Hello,
back
this
at 12.
Is Garth
Thank
Bolden.
You.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
This is Ashley Hill with Franklin Synergy Bank. We are very pleased to announce the grand opening of our newest location on Carruthers Crossing in the Cool Springs area at 5040 Carruthers Parkway, right next door to Lifetime Fitness. As always, our goal at Franklin Synergy is to serve the growing needs of the communities that we call home. To celebrate, we're hosting a grand opening breakfast on Friday, February the 15th from 8:30 to 10:30, and we hope to see all of you there. And don't forget to ask about our money market special, which is available at all Franklin Synergy Bank locations.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com. Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
Have you ever thought we should really do something for that person? Trophy House Awards can make the recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. The Trophy House staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and the website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
You might be typical, but you're part of something.
For over 60 years, the voice of Williamson County, AM 950 WAKM Franklin.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the halfway part of our basketball broadcast this Friday evening. Dixon County and Franklin, the girls just had a magnificent last-minute showdown there. Listening to it here in the studio, it seemed kind of like a blowaway at first, but boy, did they come storming back right there for senior night. Great effort. The boys' game's coming up here in just about 5 or 6 minutes or so, and we'll be good going from there. So we'll play a few more commercials, and we'll be coming back.
This aquarium is awesome, Imogene. Here, lean in, and let's pose for a selfie by the shark tank.
I don't like the look of those sharks, Cooter. They're staring at us like we're lunch.
Never mind them, Imogene. Here, lean in closer. You won't be in the picture.
Careful, Cooter. Don't put all your weight on the glass.
Say cheese, Imogene.
Look out, Cooter.
For emergency glass service, Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, 615-790-1977.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell with the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend Scott Murphy handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, Present Award winner, and top 10 agency
in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, managing editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't mean to hit you with a deluge of ads right there. Deluge. I can't even speak English in a moment. On the radio. I apologize for that. But what we're going to do here, Stormy, the reason I hit you with all those ads is I got phone calls from Stormy and Garth Bolden and everybody, and we had a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on here. Senior night, Stormy told me, has extended them a little bit, so they're not going to come back here in a couple minutes like they planned on. They're going to be back around about 20 seconds after 7:40, so we've only got about 6 minutes here. But I'm going to play just a little bit of music while we've got some time, and it'll be in a bit of an abrupt switch, but we'll switch you back to Stormy and Company in about 5.5 minutes or so. But stick around, here's some country music for you.